time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Philadelphia on Sunday.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Hard-fought game. Congrats to the Eagles. They played very well, made the plays they needed to make, especially in the second half, to find a way to win the game. Guys played hard, fought, competed. We didn't play well enough, didn't coach well enough in the end to score enough points or to get the stop we needed at the end. So we lost. But I'm excited about the opportunity going forward. We got four games left. We played 13. And we've been fighting and competing and playing a lot of good football against a lot of good football teams. I like where we're at big picture. I'm looking forward to getting back and getting started after next week. What questions do you have?
John, Justin missed from 47 and 50, I believe. What did you see out of those misses? Was it just him mishitting it, or were there some operational things? What did you see?
I just saw the misses. I mean, we'll go back and look at all that stuff and just do the best we can to try to figure it out. I mean, he's definitely capable of making every kick. And you know, we need him to make those kicks. Nobody wants to make them more than Justin does, I promise you that.
John, do you envision continuing the same approach with Justin, giving him space to try to work through this?
Well, we've been working through it. I mean, you work through it with every single player. Every single thing, you fight to try to help guys to be successful, you know. So, and we'll do that. I mean, if you're asking me if we're going to move on from Justin Tucker, I'm not really planning on doing that right now. I don't think that'd be wise. But, you know, he'll tell you, he'll be the first to tell you he needs to make as many kicks as he can. And I just think if you look at Justin Tucker's history, you'd have to say he's capable of doing that, you know. So, but that's something that he's going to want to do, and I know we're all going to want him to do it.
John, your offense started pretty fast this week, you know, scored on their first two possessions. What about their defense? What adjustments did you see that maybe gave you guys trouble after that?
Yeah, no adjustments. It just we just couldn't get any rhythm going. We had a couple mishaps, you know, a couple got behind the chains once or twice, and really couldn't get a rhythm then in the second half. And then at the end of the first half, in the second half, we really couldn't finish, you know, with points. That was the biggest issue.
John, Rashad Bateman wound up with a knee injury. Is Deontay Johnson available? I know he didn't look like he played.
Yeah, there's. I'm not really ready to comment on that right now. I will be. Just don't have enough information right now to talk about that.
Do you have an update on Rashad Bateman?
His knee was sore, I can tell you. You know, yeah, too sore for him to go back out there at the end.
John, what did you like out of your defense's performance in this game?
I thought the defense played well. I don't like the one drive. You know, we let them run it on us a little too much there in the fourth quarter. That was disappointing. But other than that, I thought they stepped up and played very well. Pass defense, no big plays. Run defense was stout. I thought we did a good job. They had one drive where they got some of the RPO read option stuff going a little bit, and we adjusted there at halftime and got that cleaned up. So I thought they played well.
Now, was it disappointing not to be cleaner across the board, special teams-wise, in that kind of a game where you know you're going up against a
cleaner? No way.
You know, not to be cleaner across the board, special teams-wise, you know, tiling with punt return decisions.
Yeah, you want that stuff to be clean. I mean, you always want that to be clean for sure.
And did you approach Tylan Wallace after his first kind of mishap with the returns? And was there a discussion on whether or not you should be fielding them?
Yeah, I mean, those are tough balls. I mean, yeah, you'd love to you run up there and fair catch him and keep him from rolling. That's definitely what you want. But he didn't feel like he could, and he didn't want to risk muffing him, I'm sure. You know, the one he did muff, and the other one he probably should have fair caught that one with the guy bearing down on him. But that's, you know, you can second guess those decisions all you want, but when the ball's near and you're standing under him, you know, guys who've done that before know how hard that is to do, but it did cost us some yards. There's no doubt about that.
John, I know you never want to make excuses, but how difficult is it to go from a Monday night game on the road, West Coast, mm-hmm. and come back for a what, you know, maybe people thought was the biggest game of the week?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, when you play Monday night across the country, it's tough, but teams have to do it. You know, everybody does it here and there. So you just got to be able to handle it.
John, how do you approach this bye week with the players? Do they get the full week off, or how are you proceeding? And does it being such a late bye impact the decision-making on that?
Yeah, we're going to talk tomorrow with the guys. The guys will come in, we'll watch the tape, do a different rehab, make sure everybody's healthy, you know, or not healthy, or wherever we're at, kind of assess where we're at medically. We'll have a team meeting. We'll watch the tape and kind of go back through it, make our corrections tomorrow, and then I'll meet with the leaders and we'll kind of decide what to do from there. But they'll get most of the week off. You know, they won't get tomorrow off, but they'll get most of the week off. And I think they need it. They've earned it, and we'll come back on Monday, ready to go to work.
John, their quarterback sneak touchdown first half. What did you observe of that? Did it look to you like they had moved on the left side of the line?
There was some talk about that. Some people in the press box thought they had. I really don't know. I couldn't tell from where I was standing.
John, Marcus Williams just a numbers game or him being a healthy scratch?
He's a healthy scratch at this point.
All right.
Okay, thanks.